Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Marley and Tommy. This is Big Dave and Aaron. Welcome to episode number 5, long awaited, worth the wait. Probably not, but we're going to go ahead with it anyways.
We're going for it.
Aaron, how are you?
I'm good. Big Dave, how are you?
How have you been? It's been a long time since we have been on the air.
It has. It has, but it feels like an old glove.
Feels like forever.
Okay.
No, it feels like yesterday. It feels, what's a good term? It feels like an old glove.
Okay. Feels like an old glove that we just threw away yesterday.
It feels like a pair of underwear that have been worn for a long time and then washed. So they're clean, but they're already broken in.
Ooh, that's good times.
Yeah, I feel like that's what it is. And we're back. We're back
we
for
are
the
back.
People.
People being us for each other.
People being us. How are you? How are things in your life?
Things are well. I am also well. I think things are good. Things are vibing. It's a good solid vibe over here. My family as well. I just
good.
Think things all around are well.
Super. I'm well too. All is well on the West Coast. I'm representing the West Coast and you're representing the East Coast.
Holy
so,
smokes, should we be so bold? Yes.
As to say we represent the entire world. And by world, I mean the United States. But because we're on both coasts, we cover everyone.
Yes, we do. So it's kind
we're
of like
here
the world.
You.
Our
yeah.
whole world.
Our whole world. We
we're
are
kind
the
of
world.
Like the United Kingdom.
Not sure where you're going with that.
Like the United States, it's like a kingdom. So we're like the United Kingdom. Is that already taken?
No. We should get on it, though.
I like it.
Yeah, well, we're at a time in our country where everyone seems to be getting along. There doesn't seem to be any rifts between groups. You know, so I guess we just sit back and enjoy it.
Enjoy the bliss.
Yeah. Blissful America.
Blissful America. Things couldn't be more peaceful right now or untumultuous.
Yep. I mean, things are in such good order that maybe Obama should go in for a third term.
I think that he is already ahead of us.
Yeah. I mean, he united the world, just like he promised.
Yes. Yes,
does
he did.
Does that sound partisan?
Sounds hold on. It sounds partisan, good or bad? Bipartisan? What is partisan exactly? I was going to say for partisan, as in we're for it. So
I
never really dissected the term, to be honest.
Partisan means I'm on one side or the other, Republican or Democrat. Bipartisan means it's just, you know, both sides. I don't care. It was a partisan rip. But if I have to explain it, whoever's listening, it's not worth my time to explain.
Fair enough.
Maybe it is. Obama said he was going to unite everybody. He didn't.
So if I say, I thought we just agreed that he did. So if I say, bro, I'm totally ripped right now, it's understood that I am in a partisan, what do you call that? Like that it's partisan related, not drug related.
I have no idea where this conversation just went. Ripped? Partisan? No, partisan is just, but you're either Republican or Democrat, bipartisan, you know, like a bipartisan committee. I mean, politics don't matter. They're just trying to, or they have people from both sides, right?
So if you're bipartisan, it's basically saying that, hey, I'm not for one or the other. So they want a bipartisan person doing the thing, asking questions, because they're not going to favor one side or the other. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Fair enough.
If we are wrong, somebody call in to correct us.
Don't give them the number.
Check the boards. No call-ins. We are correct.
We're in the clear.
And it is law. All right, what's in the news?
What is in the news?
You were supposed to do the news stories.
Ooh, in the news.
I got the news stories. I think the most important topic with everything going on in the world and the U.S. is the rift between Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan on their morning show.
Could not have said it better myself.
Yeah, I just feel like it really gets down to the meat and potatoes of what's dividing America. You know, he left to go to Good Morning America. She was angry about it. She refused to come to work for 2 days. Did you hear that?
I've heard that there is a rift. Ooh, there it is again. Or no, a rip, sorry. I'm trying to draw them all together. It's not going to work. I'm trying to unite all our topics, and it's not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah, but the further I get into this one, I realize how ridiculous it is. And
see, this is, you've already told me more than I know. Like on the Google feed that I get, I keep seeing them in the thing and how they're,
but you never click it, right? Because you don't care.
Exactly, but I keep seeing it. So it's, you've already told me more than could you have such a camaraderie with someone that you don't have an outside of the job relationship with? Because I'm just assuming they don't, because I believe they have two different families. I'm not saying that they don't, but that it would cause such a rift that you would refuse to come to your own work. I heard or saw the term strike, like her 2-day strike.
No,
they were, he
took a job with Good Morning America. He didn't tell her and she got upset. Which seems, because they probably were friends outside, right? But the thing is crazy that she's become a millionaire for accepting lucrative contracts to be on TV, and Michael Strahan accepts a contract to Good Morning America and doesn't consult with her because last time he checked, she wasn't his mom, and he didn't call her just in time before the media broke. Just blah, 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 blah. What a completely out-of-touch human being. And Kelly Ripa, that, I don't know, who cares? I'm disappointed we brought it up. We're better than this. All right, let's move on.
Bro, you keep dragging me into this, but you were the one with the news feed today.
Oh, I know. I guess I,
you know what?
Expect.
I got your back. It's okay. I blame myself. Why?
That's good.
Well, we can talk about that
know.
Next week. Next show.
Yeah. But maybe step up your A game so we don't fall into the hole next time.
Fair enough. The show hole.
The show hole. Okay. Max Scherzer, Washington Capitals, strikes out 20 in a game last night. Ties an MLB record. That's trending, and it's important. Let me know your thoughts, Aaron, because you're a big baseball fan.
The MLB. I was going to try and ask enough questions to try and make a determination as to what sport we were in. I was going to say basketball. So I feel like you're setting
me
up for a fail. Like, is it really baseball or is it basketball?
It's really baseball. The record for one pitcher striking out batters in a game is 20. He tied the record last night. Do you think it was more the movement on his changeup or the fastball painting the corners? What would you attribute it to?
I would attribute it to, I don't think, to be honest, I don't think we can, the win is going to go to this gentleman, but I would attribute it mostly to the people he struck out, not necessarily to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's a good point, is they don't get any of the credit, but they were the one that really supported his effort.
Yeah, I mean, it is really because of them, not necessarily because of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, Detroit Tigers, good job sucking last night. You guys set a record for sucking the most, and they get no appreciation for that.
No, right? No trophy,
yeah.
No award. In fact,
Yeah.
Maybe that's the ultimate slap, though, that because they suck so bad, their sucking trophy goes to the other team. So it's just like salt in the wound. Like, they don't even get recognition for doing bad. That's how bad it was.
Yeah. 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 So I know that you're deeply moved with baseball and you love the sport, but we got to move on because we can't spend too much time there.
Okay. I understand.
Right. Did you, news, State Patrol really in New Hampshire and Massachusetts join effort, went on a high-speed pursuit with a truck for many, many miles, cross state lines. The driver, helicopter video shows him get out of the truck, put his hands behind his head and get on his knees. And then promptly after that, a New Hampshire State Patrol and a Massachusetts State Patrolman proceeded to beat the shit out of him profusely. And now that's a media whirlwind. Good times. Gotta say, I really usually side with the I know law enforcement has a tough job, and I usually side with you know, if you go and you push a cop, prepare to get your ass beat. And I think that that's okay, right? Because they have no idea how far that's going to escalate.
That's true. I guess I feel like that goes with anybody, whether it's a cop or not. If I go push somebody, I'm opening something up there, whether they're in law enforcement or not.
True. That's
like that.
That's a good point.
We can thank Newton for that one.
Yeah, but I watched the video helicopter footage on this one, and I gotta say, I was a little alarmed by the opening of the can of whoop-ass on this gentleman. He was there, and they had him get on the ground, and right when he went on the ground, the guy just ran up to him and just started beating the shit out of him. Like, from the top, you could see his arm just haymakers, one after the other. And then another cop runs over, and I was like, whew, all right, he's going to tell his buddy, hey, buddy, there's a helicopter up there filming you beating the shit out of this guy. And I was like, thank God that that guy's running over. But then that guy runs over and starts kicking him.
No.
Hey.
See, I read, so this is from the helicopter view, right?
Yes.
This is how media gets twisted. Now, I read another more introspective view taken from the third person.
Okay.
It wasn't the first person. That guy's still unconscious in the hospital somewhere.
Yeah.
But there. So it's what happened when they told him to get on the ground, he accidentally rolled onto the ground. So it wasn't a roll, but he laid himself onto an anthill unbeknownst. And so that guy that came up to him, he's not hitting him per se. He's trying to get the ants off this guy.
Uh-huh.
And he calls his buddy because there's so many ants and they're red
and stomping the ants. Yep.
And yeah, so he's like, my buddy's not doing it with his hands and with his nightstick and with his pepper spray and his taser. So I'm going to try and kill the ants with my feet. And so that's what these guys are doing. They're trying to help this man. The man is crying out.
That's every
story. He's like, you guys, get these ants off me. And so that's why there's actually, if you look, that's why there's actually no charges being pressed. But that's how the media twists things around.
Yeah, that's weird. They are actually pressing charges. But, Not against the ants. Cruelty to animals. But they're... Those two cops are not on the job anymore. And I did see a picture of the gentleman who had the who got knocked around, and he looked better than I thought he would. But he definitely took his lumps. I think I don't know. To be honest with you, he was probably quite surprised too that he got the shit kicked out of him like he did. But anyways, nonetheless.
So what do you think could cause something like that? What makes somebody, anybody, not just law enforcement, but what makes anybody run up to somebody and just start doing that? Like, was he not compliant to, like, was he up and not laying down, or was he laying down and this started happening? I'm trying to think of
I'll tell you a related story to Washington State where a deputy sheriff, there's a fight outside a bar, a deputy sheriff runs up. And he says, stop police. And one of the guys takes off running.
Mm.
And the deputy sheriff chases after him. Long foot pursuit. He finally catches the guy and grabs him and throws him against a wall. But the guy hit his head on the wall. He had brain damage. He ended up dying. And my thought on that is of course, it's not good that he got brain damage and he ended up dying, and that's horrible. You don't want those things to happen to people. But when a cop tells you to stop. You don't. If you engage in the chase, then it is like you are. Like, whatever happened, you've engaged in a chase with police, and they are obligated to protect the public, and you have put your life in danger to how that will end. And unfortunately, it ended horrible for that guy, but he had never quit running. That cop grabbed him, and the wall was there, and he threw him against the wall to stop the pursuit. I don't think he intended to hurt him. Anyways, nonetheless, I think this case is different in that I think the cops were jacked up because the pursuit had gone over state lines, many miles, over 100 miles an hour. And I think, and he sideswiped the police cars, at least one, maybe more. And so they felt like he was trying to take them out. And the cop that ran up to him had just got to have been just adrenaline out of his mind and probably felt like the guy threatened his life and went and gave him a sound thumping. Doesn't make it right. I just think that was the mentality there. Or that's what happened, I'm guessing, because I haven't talked to that cop. But pretty well affirmed those two guys are out of a job. But, hey, good news is minimum wage is going up, and, so maybe it won't be that big of a deal for them.
That is good. Actually, they're probably just going to be a few dollars shy of what they were making on patrol.
Yeah, one of the main investors in Amazon, I forget his name, McStupider, he went to, did an interview, and he thought that $15 hour minimum wage was too small. They should bump it up to $28 an hour for minimum wage. And he said it would be amazing how robust our economy would become. What a dumbass. It's amazing, isn't it? Why do you deserve $28 an hour to flip burgers?
That's a good question. I'm trying to think. I was stoked when I got $6.25.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't even get that. Maybe it was $5.25, but it was.
I started working, minimum wage was $4.90. So.
I bet it was $5.25 then. Because, dude, I was working the grill, so I got the grill differential.
Yeah. And you know what? You didn't deserve more than $5.25.
I didn't even deserve that. So, yeah, I definitely didn't deserve more than that.
I would have argued as well about the $4.90. Are you guys sure you want to make this commitment to me?
But this is every hour you're giving this to me. Keep that in mind. Every hour I'm here.
But man, what's going to happen to the skill jobs? You don't deserve that. I don't know. It's wild. It's wild. You know what? Have fun paying $27 for your hamburger, asshole. That's all I have to say. And on that note, Wendy's is sending out to its franchises this year in 2016 automated self-ordering computer screens where people walk up and order their own meal. So your replacements are arriving, dumbasses. That's what's going to happen. $28 an hour, they're just going to figure out a way to get rid of the labor, and then you will be unemployed. Don't mess with the economy. It will regulate itself.
Wow. That's intense. Like, hey, minimum wage is 28, but there's no minimum wage places hiring. Only normal wage places that pay less than that.
It's just crazy. There's a system. If you don't like it, working in fast food, which you shouldn't. FYI, no one make a career out of fast food.
Yep,
you should not like that. If you are coming out of jail and that's all you can get, then that's really great. Do that until you can get something better. It's a stepping stone under no circumstances at your career.
I agree.
Anyways, we're beating the drum. You got to move on. Drop it.
Okay.
Drop it. George Zimmerman's in the news again.
George Zimmerman.
man who was acquitted for shooting Trayvon Martin.
That guy. Dude, are you about to say what I think you're going to say?
I am. You guessed it. He received the gun that was used in the fatal shooting back from the Justice Department and promptly put it online for auction.
Wow.
Can this guy get any dumber?
Or any richer? Dude, is there bids?
He started the bids at $5,000, but then for some reason, the auction was immediately canceled. Or it was taken off auction. Whatever. This guy is just a train wreck, though, right? I'm not even gonna visit the original issue. I'm just gonna stay on George Zimmerman. And ever since he got acquitted, multiple run-ins for domestic violence with law enforcement, and now it's like, wouldn't you think? I don't feel sorry for this dude. He continues to put himself in the spotlight.
Yeah.
You would kind of think when he got acquitted, he would, you know, just kind of go and kind of try and get lost in society and
yeah, dude,
whatever.
Just walk around being super thankful.
Yes, but holy cow. Like, what a moron. Anyways,
yeah,
so.
Dude, I agree.
Dude, is he broke?
Well,
is he just like, because I mean, more than,
I don't know.
I'm pretty confident he's broke. I mean, he's willing to take $5,000 for the gun. But last time I checked is no Hollywood producers were offering to pay him for the rights to a movie.
Yes, that is true.
I'm not sure many people are going to contribute to that campaign.
Yes, and they already talked to the star of Sling Blade, and he doesn't want to play that guy, so I'm good.
That's a good point. If they made that into a movie, nobody would end their career by accepting that role.
Yes.
He would literally be the only person who could play that role.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah, good times. Yeah, so anyways, what else is in the news?
What else is in the news?
Obamacare is back in the news.
I can't imagine.
I hadn't heard about Obamacare for like almost a week, so I figured.
Yeah.
So I knew it was due.
I figured it was running smoothly now, and so everything was good with it.
Yeah, Obamacare worked. Everyone has health care. The world has united.
Did you misunderstand the headline? Is it Obama Cares? Like, was it talking about Obama himself, or is it Obamacare?
No, it was about Obamacare. Federal judge struck down something in Obamacare having to do with funding. The Congress hadn't authorized adequate funding for some subsidy. I don't know, but they're going to appeal, and then next month we'll have something else to talk about, or maybe we'll skip it like we probably should have skipped it this time.
Yeah,
I just wish people would call it what it is, and it's free health care for poor people. And that's I'm being bipartisan. Brah, 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 brah. You can say just call it what it is, right? It's free health care for poor people, and there's nothing wrong. Like, I'm not gonna get in the argument of should they have health care, should they not have health care. But don't say it's affordable health care for everyone, because it's not. It's not for the middle class. It's not for the upper class. It's subsidized free health care for the poor people. And I think the real question is, they should say, do we want free health care for poor people, and can we afford it? That's what we should say. Don't try and muck it up and try and get people to buy into it with, you know what I mean?
That's true. It's kind of like on YouTube, they have these, what is it, true trailers or real trailers? I mean, I haven't seen one, but it's kind of like, yeah, call it.
How do you know
what it is? I probably need to check one out. So instead of Obamacare, should we rename it Obama Tried?
Obama Tried. Yeah, well, we'll see. It might develop into that.
Oh my gosh. Like, it'll be a spinoff TRICARE. Obama Tried Care. Obamacare?
Obama Tried Care.
TRICARE.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I don't want to jinx it because I don't want him fucking up TRICARE. Keep going. Can we edit that out? Sorry.
It's late. We'll try and catch it up later.
Next week.
Obama TRICARE. Yes. Hi, I'm here for my free Obama TRICARE. Yeah. So, you'll have to wait in the lobby of hopes and dreams. That lobby's back at your house. You need to leave now.
That lobby's, yeah.
We'll see. Maybe it pans out. Maybe we have a big I told you so coming.
Maybe, and I'm willing to stand up and take it.
It would take, yeah, so would I. I think we would have to win the world lottery. We should have a lottery that all the countries get to buy tickets for. And then maybe we can fund some of these programs.
Possibly. I mean, I feel like most countries are in the news because they're going bankrupt right now. We've had Greece. We got
exactly.
Puerto Rico.
They could use a lottery ticket.
Actually, I feel like a few of our lotteries, our last lottery, would have bailed one of those countries out.
Actually, that's not a bad strategy. I mean, they could be buying these, even though they're financially, you know, screwed right now. You know, they can buy $1 million worth of tickets at a pop, and that's a good strategy for them. These billion-dollar jackpots.
Isn't that a bad idea? Yeah, $1 billion.
Nobody should waste their money on that garbage. But nobody else should.
You know what's funny to think? Is it three? So the crazy one that was a little over $1 billion, three people won that. They each. So, I mean, in reality, they were divvied out a little over $300 million each. Does that seem like such a blow? Like, man, they were hoping for this billion, and they only got $300 million. Now, granted, $300 million, that's a good chunk. But doesn't it seem like, they got gypped?
Outside looking in, because I think they, even if they're really, really dumb, I don't think they will find a way to blow through $300 million in their lifetime. Man, took it back right when I said it. They totally can't.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
I appreciate your support on the other side.
I thought you were going that direction. I was trying to shore up the side.
I don't know. I'm pretty confident I wouldn't blow $300 million.
Well, obviously. Okay.
Well, I'm pretty sure those people are pretty confident they wouldn't blow $300 million.
Yeah. That's true. I guess I was going to say it depends on age, but no, it doesn't depend on age, but not every day, but every so often I'll be like, what would I do with 10 grand? And I'm usually impressed with, I don't want to say how conservative I would be for conservative sake, but impressed that I wouldn't blow it on the same crap that I would have years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Will that ever leave though? Will it ever? I mean, because 10 years from now, I'll probably be really, I will probably know I wouldn't have blown it on the crap I would have blown it on today. I don't know if that will ever stop.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
Right?
Maybe.
But I mean, there's wisdom in age. There's a saying of, I forget the saying. It had to do with wisdom, though, and it was really good.
Wisdom.
So I'll try and find it.
The wise leading the wise? Is that it? With age comes wisdom. Maybe you said it already.
In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. That wasn't it.
That's good though. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Anyways, well, hey, we're out of time, but we'll leave you with these parting words, Aaron.
When in doubt,
shout it out.
Trout, shout it out.
When in doubt, shout it out. I don't know. Join in next time, and we will tackle some more life-changing topics, and we will continue to persuade the common sense of the American people.
Absolutely.
Thanks for tuning in, signing out. We'll see you guys at episode 6.
Peace out.